Welcome to the Medical Association of Georgia's award-winning Top Doc Show. With more than 8,000 members who care for patients in every specialty and practice setting, MAG is the leading voice for physicians in Georgia. Go to mag.org to join MAG if you're a physician in Georgia. And thanks to MAG Insurance Agency for its support as a sponsor.
Welcome to our newest sponsored edition of Top Docs. I'm Jeremy Bonfini, the Executive Director and CEO of MAG, and I'll be your host for today's edition of Top Docs. We're going to address prior authorization and eligibility, virtual care management, and patient bill collection. Our guests today are Dr. Jack Lewin, Stephanie Hall, Brian Graven, and Daniel Contaldi. Dr. Lewin is the founder of Lewin & Associates, a consulting firm focused on helping healthcare startups and also on policy development for the health sector companies and government. Mrs. Hall is the chief executive officer for Privis Health and the chief nursing officer for Empowered Home. She has many years of experience in all aspects of healthcare, but has recently directed her attention and passion towards improving the patient experience while using lean technologies to streamline clinical care and reduce costs. Mr. Graven is the CEO of Highlight Health and has more than 25 years of healthcare technology, leadership, experience, and specializes in transformational innovation to improve the outcomes of healthcare operations. Mr. Contaldi is the COO of Highlight Health. He has more than 25 years of healthcare IT leadership and a career expanding nearly 40 years in technology. His role with Empowered Home is to provide their leading patient engagement platform, Highlight MD, as well as technology experience to Empowered Home's customer base. Welcome to you all and our sincere thanks for joining us. Let's begin with Dr. Lewin and Mrs. Hall by talking about prior authorization. Prior authorization is a major pain point for physicians and all healthcare delivery organizations across the board. It also costs a lot. Around $80,000 per year in expense is incurred by physicians, and there is also delay in receiving care. And the delay in receiving care can amount to up to 30 days, impacting the ability to provide the best patient care. So, first question to Dr. Lewin and Mrs. Hall, is there an automated solution to help physicians with this challenge?
You know, hey, Jeremy, it's great to be with Medical Association of Georgia and with all of you. This is a very important topic. And yes, you know, doctors have been using manual approaches to this, getting on the phone and going through the hassles of dealing with prior authorization. But we live in this new and wonderful age where when you can put natural language programming, NLP, and artificial intelligence and systems built around the algorithms that these authorizations are based on at the health plan and the Medicare level, we can automate this process and we can anticipate really much rapid restitution of these claims. So we can kick the operational costs down. We can improve the cycle, the revenue cycle, and the impact on the patient that you just mentioned can be greatly reduced. So we live in a modern age, let's use it. And we have some good news for you today about how we can do that.
Great, well, thank you, Dr. Lewin. Can you tell us more about how the solution works?
Sure can. Look, we can gather all the recs for prior authorization. We can pre-populate all the data that we need from the electronic health records today. We can match that up with codified guidelines that are available, and we can they vary sometimes from plan to plan, but we can pull all that out of the. We have lots of plans in the data system over here. We can verify the information is there, that it meets the guidelines, and submit it, and then look at the adjudication process with real-time approval. So we can take a process that can take days and days, as you said, up to 30 days, and get this done in minutes. And get the authorization approved and signed. And that's how we can use technology today and AI to get this process resolved for your members.
Great. Well, thanks. So what are the top 10 specialties with the highest frequency for prior authorization that you're targeting?
you know, I hear from every specialty about this problem, but obviously internal medicine, cardiology, endocrinology, oncology, the various, you know, surgical specialties are all affected. And, you know, if you would talk about like some of the biologic and biosimilar drugs, mm-hmm. you prescribe one of those, you're going to go through, a couple hours of hassle because they want you to go step by step with, you know, different kinds of medication before you get to the more expensive ones. So, I mean, everybody's affected by it pretty much today.
Great. Well, when will the solution be available? And are you soliciting any interest from physicians to participate in a pilot?
We are. But, you know, Stephanie, maybe we should let you jump in here for a second because, you've got a big part of this picture as well with Privis and with Empowered Home. So jump in.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here to talk about how we can streamline this very important process of the healthcare system and bring it into the everyday workflow. I think one of the most challenging pieces is we all understand its importance, but how do you make it part of the everyday workings of the clinical team in the community to address it? So the pilot that we are working on at Empowered Home takes a two-pronged approach. It's an incorporation of the prior authorization process for needed services, to Dr. Jack's point, that transcends all healthcare entities. It isn't indicative of just specific specialties, but even primary care is affected. And we incorporate it into a day-to-day workforce that is going to incorporate some chronic care management, some commercial care management, and we're going to highlight through artificial intelligence those pieces and those data points we're going to need to streamline the prior authorization process. We have worked very hard here at Empowered Home to combine those two entities together into one project. So it is a seamless transition for providers and practices to purchase this one unit. They will get a flow of the patient into the system of care management. The prior authorization process begins immediately upon ingestion of that data from the EMR, and we begin to highlight the needed testing, imagings, and medications and procedures that patient might need to get to a better state of wellness by putting it in through an algorithm and a workflow that makes sense, that captures all those initial data pieces and really reduces the anxiety and the frustration that providers and their clinical staff feel every day trying to navigate a system. We make it into one comprehensive package for them. It will be ready for go live Q4 of 2022. We're very proud that this is almost done and we're ready to get it out there.
Great. Thank you so much, Stephanie. I know the providers, physicians across the board are looking forward to this, and we'll certainly keep our audience updated with more developments leading up to your launch. So very exciting. But Empowered Home isn't just stopping with prior authorization. You have a virtual care management solution. Some practices have Medicare, Medicare Advantage, and commercial insurance contracts. How do you address this diversity of payers for clinical decision support and remote patient care?
Well, you know, Empowered Home is reaching out to all those parties and getting and pulling back the individuality of each program and the guidelines, you know, determinations that are used in each program and all the other specifics that are needed to interact with a multiplicity of payers out there in this environment. Mm-hmm. We're doing that work for the physician and the other clinicians so that they don't have to do it. But you know, this they can do the clinical work. We can access the information. We can help them with what's missing because we know what the guideline adjudication kind of process is going to be. And we can automate that. So yes, there are a complex array of programs in the what I could say the U.S. non-system of healthcare. You know, it's just a complex mess, right? Mm-hmm. But we can help with that because we're interacting with all those parties and all those plans and payers.
Great. I know a top question on every physician and practice manager's mind is, how difficult is the solution to integrate into an EMR and office workflow when we're already suffering from reduced staffing?
The approach that we use here at Empowered Home is a six-step process that we try to make as easy for the clinicians that are going to participate in this program as possible. Dr. Jack and I, being clinicians ourselves, understand the pain and anxiety that comes with incorporating a brand new process into your practice when you already feel a little burnt out and a little overwhelmed. So we offer a turnkey solution where the second we integrate with your EMR, and we've integrated with all kinds of EMRs from the most antiquated systems to very and systems that are very dedicated to a very specific type of work that has decided to broaden their case. And the second we hook onto those systems, we start to run a program that helps risk stratify all of those patients, assign them to the appropriate bucket of work to be done. To your point, Dr. Jack, about the insurers, our system is dedicated to address all payers of all ages and all types. You don't have to purchase several modules. It's all inclusive. It also helps make sure that we are including all members of the community. There is no exclusivity. We make sure that all members of our communities, especially our most vulnerable, are incorporated. And then we offer you, through artificial intelligence, the ability to manage that day-to-day operational pieces of data that we want to address, such as HEDIS measures, all of those things that the NCQA has put out there that says we really need to improve our clients' and patients' outcomes by addressing these things. We offer you a playbook that you can utilize, and the system is not designed to replace humans. The system is actually designed to augment humans, to make them superhuman, to give them a playbook of best practice techniques to really enhance their ability to perform their job, to prioritize the risk and the different tasks that need to be done to make sure that no patient gets left behind, nothing falls through the cracks. And we can provide you with some good quality metrics to see where you are in your journey and how well you're doing. But we will, from start of contract to the time we go live using our clinicians or yours, you're looking at about a 12-week lead time that we can get you up and running and starting to save money and get better client outcomes.
You know, and the other thing that we at Powered Home has some interesting partners. One of them is a company called MD Portals that can bring health information that you might not have. As a primary care physician, you may not have all the information that the specialist who took care of your patient might have, or as a specialist, you don't have all the primary care information. We can bring all that information together in a matter of minutes and allow that to be added to the process so that the prior authorization doesn't get bogged down with the need for additional tests that have already been done.
Great. You've already touched somewhat on this. The shift from volume to value, how do physicians stay on top of riskier patients, proactive management at the right time, in the right place, and have all of that information in one central location?
Stephanie, why don't you grab that in terms of what you do, you as a partner with us and Privis has done.
Sure. So our software is designed to ingest all data from claims data, the SureScripts data, diagnostics, all of that information. And the second we start to get that data flowing into the system, our artificial intelligence and algorithms start to ingest that data, risk stratify them, and as I said before, assign them to the appropriate buckets of care. At that time, we start to risk stratify patients, high, medium, and low risk, again, to make humans superhumans. Let's not work on things we don't need to work on and focus our energy and attention to those vulnerability points in our patient community that we should address. We then start to apply them to clinical pathways where we start to paint a much broader, a more specific picture of that patient's needs, addressing their social determinants of health, their cultural preferences, their religious preferences, And where do they live? And, you know, are they part of a food desert? Do they have transportation issues? You know, what are those socioeconomic pieces of it that are impacting their health and wellness? And then we start to identify gaps in care, and we start to align a clinical plan that will be utilized by clinicians to help address all of those pieces that prevent a patient from getting to a true place of wellness. We may not ever make them cured because some diagnoses are just not curable, but we can certainly get them to a much stronger, safer place to manage their conditions with more effectiveness. And while we're doing that virtually or in person, you can do either, we're collecting real-time data related to that patient. And it isn't doesn't stop at just the clinical outcomes. We can actually look at those financial outcomes that are impacting the practice and help to start to give data feedback about how do we address all of those components, addressing the quadruple aim and making sure that all of those features are highlighted. And then we put back to you those clinical outcomes where you can cross compare all populations, individual patients' performance and improvements, each physician's improvement and performance, and then also be able to report up to those state and federal agencies that are really looking for you to prove that your outcome and your technique works. So that is how we address all of those high-risk patients, those medium risk, and we make it something that isn't so daunting that you're trying to do it. Back in 2015, when I first started to do this as an active clinician myself, we were using spreadsheets. And as you can imagine, it was a nightmare trying to make sure that nothing fell through the cracks. So our system is designed by clinicians for clinicians to, again, automate and regulate on and incorporate all of those important data points that the government agencies and regulatory boards would like us to meet and give you a care plan that is easy to follow, easy to maintain, fully automated, that your clinicians can, one clinician can become a superhuman and deal with all sorts of different things and no one gets left behind.
Great. Thank you, Stephanie. I think the at least you weren't juggling paper at the time. You at least had that on an Excel standpoint. Let's move into patient billing and collections with Mr. Contaldi and Mr. Graven. Gentlemen, what are some of the biggest challenges to patient collections?
Well, first, Jeremy, I just want to thank the Medical Association of Georgia for having us, also Empowered Home. Patient collections has certainly become an evolving issue over the last several years. A little bit of background on that. Self-funded plans, high deductible plans are really causing an increase in patients' out-of-pocket expenses. And with that said, healthcare providers need to address patient collections much differently than they did in years past. So patients, obviously, healthcare is complex. You know, things are difficult to understand. So helping patients understand their bills, I think that that's a big issue right there. Because if you don't understand your bill, typically you're not going to pay that balance, right? Other than that, we have access. So making that, you know, it's just easy and convenient for the patient to pay. So being able to really catch up with the times of financial engagement and having patients with the ability to pay their open balances like they do with other verticals. And also staffing challenges. So there's only so many billing personnel to go around. That's creating a lot of issues with healthcare providers, practices. So big challenges there with you know, billing departments being able to do outreach, you know, answer phones from the patients. And then also looking at, you know, just different ways to, you know, provide that access. So we're in tough times right now. And a lot of patients are struggling to really pay, you know, normal expenses within their household. So looking at real opportunities like that to help the patients either finance their medical care or set up or establish payment plans.
Great. Thank you for that. It's a very good approach. Considering the current state of patient collections, what are the ways that healthcare providers can improve upon the process, the collections process, and at the same time, become more considerate for their patients?
Sure. I'll take this one away, Dan. So certainly improving the communication process is incredibly important. So being able to text message, email, have IVR available so the patient can call and pay their open balance whenever it's convenient for them. What we do at Highlight, we actually incorporate explainer videos in our messaging. So when we're sending out a text message, when we're sending out an email, we actually incorporate a video message on how to understand your statement. I mean, it's pretty simple, right? And that reduces calls to the billing department and also improves that understanding and that engagement. Patients can watch it whenever they like. And in addition to that, patients can also pay that open balance 24/7, 365 days a year when it's convenient for them. In addition to that, we have really a robust patient lending program, which is incredible. So what we've done is we've created this waterfall of lenders, almost like a lending tree, but for healthcare. And we have several banks to accommodate patients for whatever financial situation that they have, whether it be low credit, no credit, prime credit, to get them the best type of financing for their financial situation. We even have UCFS, Warren Buffett's bank, as part of our waterfall of lenders to ensure that we can really accommodate any patient and their financial situation. In addition to that, we're also really a partner with the billing departments out there. So if a billing department wants to extend their billing hours, we actually have a service to where patients can call in, let's say 8 o'clock at night or off hours on the weekends and pay those open balances and even ask level one, level two questions about their statement and why they owe what they owe.
Okay. Great. Thank you. I know that certainly would be more convenient for me. So I look forward to seeing it. But you've got a number of different touch points into the EMR, patient scheduling, existing revenue cycle systems, call centers. How easy is it to implement solutions like the ones you're describing?
Sure. So in the context of high tech and low tech, we take both approaches. So our low tech approach, we can implement a new healthcare provider, a practice within about 10 business days. So that's pretty powerful right there when you think about it. Right out the gate, we can put our solution in place. And we do that simply by working with the healthcare provider and extracting a flat file of information. That way we can feed our system and start that automated process. For those practices that want a more automated solution, we can accommodate HL7, FHIR, API integration. And those timelines are about 6 weeks to 2 months. But once you have that full automation in place, it turns into a really, really powerful solution. And I'll borrow this from Stephanie. It turns your billing department into superhumans. So now one person is really doing the work of, let's say, 100 people through that automation. So looking at really reducing labor costs by 20%, and also improving any type of AR in your collections by about 30 to 40%. So we're seeing some great improvements on the revenue cycle side.
Great, sounds very exciting. Anything else that you'd like to say, Daniel, about your solutions?
Yeah, thank you. Our solution we developed, Brian and I got into this business not to solve healthcare's problems. We actually were CIOs at various organizations. So we dealt with these challenges that an office would typically run into. We wanted to simplify the integration efforts of various applications that folks would typically purchase. In addition to that, reduce the amount of dependency on IT to be involved inside the process. So basically, at the end of the day, to utilize our application for an end user, if you can text or you can write a memo to someone or do an email. It's as simple as that. It's not, we can onboard a client very quickly to our application.
Great. Thank you for that. I want to thank you all for all of this great information. I know that our physicians will be fascinated to get an opportunity to see more of it as we get closer to the October or Q4 launch this year. Are there any other thoughts that you'd like to leave us with? Dr. Lewin, you're muted.
I just want to say that health plans are using algorithms and technologies to kind of reject all your claims and the prior authorization process. Let's do the same thing. Let's empower ourselves. Empowered Home can help you empower yourself to be able to fight back effectively on behalf of your patients. It's time to do that.
Great. Well, I couldn't have said it better. Thank you so much for that. We're looking forward to seeing more of Empowered Home. We sincerely want to thank you, Empowered Home, your affiliates, for giving this insight into how you wish to empower physicians. I want to also thank and applaud our tireless and heroic physicians and allied healthcare professionals for everything they do for our patients every day. And from everyone at MAG, thanks for watching. We'll catch up with you on the next episode of Top Docs. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for watching this episode of Top Docs. Please share this program with your colleagues and family and friends. Remember to follow MAG on Facebook and Twitter. And don't forget that you can get past episodes of the show at mag.org/topdocs. From everybody at MAG, we look forward to catching up with you on our next episode of Top Docs.